It was a bit of the good and a bit of the bad for the Moose Jaw Canucks in the Sask Premier Baseball League 18 UAAA division on Saturday. Facing the Sask 5 Giants in a doubleheader at Ross Wells Park, the Canucks would open the day with a 9-3 victory before dropping a 15-3 decision in the rematch. The Canucks are now 2-12 on the SPBL season and are back in action Tuesday when they travel to Regina to face the White Butte Broncos. Canucks 9, Sask 5-3. After so many games where the Canucks simply couldn't catch a break, things finally went right on Saturday morning at Ross Wells. Moose Jaw built a 5-0 lead through three innings and kept up the pressure, scoring at least one run in every frame the rest of the way to finish off their commanding win. Every player had at least a hit, with Owen Varjasi going 3-for-4 with a run and two runs batted in while hitting eighth in the lineup. Ty Reed also had a solid game, going 2-for-3 with two runs and two RBI, and despite all their offense, Nathan Piscio had their lone hit for extra bases, that being a double. Noah Thull also crossed the plate twice. Owen Sada turned in a stellar showing on the mound with the Canucks' first quality start of the season. He'd allow three runs, one earned, on four hits while striking out seven and walking 5/6 innings. Nathan McDougall closed things out with a scoreless seventh. Sask 5-15, Canucks 3. Errors were a major difference in Game 2, as the Canucks would commit six defensive miscues and allow six unearned runs in the tough loss. Sask 5 got things going quickly with four in the first inning before extending their lead to 8-3 through three. A five spot in the sixth would invoke the mercy rule after six innings. Keaton Hilmer led the offense with a 2-for-3, one run scored showing, while Varjasi had another pair of hits. Caleb Newkirk got the start and allowed four runs on three hits in an inning before Thull allowed four runs on four hits over the next two frames. Cameron Beisel stopped the bleeding a bit by allowing a pair of runs in two innings of work, but Reed was only able to get a single out in the sixth, allowing the aforementioned five runs. Varjasi got the last two outs and allowed a hit.